boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I think I was stressing you out just a wee bit earlier when I was telling you about my moving process, because I'm moving again, and I was like, oh, I only got a couple things done this weekend, but I've got this weekend, then next weekend, and then the last weekend of April, because I'm spending the whole month of April moving, because that's how I would prefer it, is to be able to kind of do it in little chunks. I don't want to overwhelm myself. That's how I like to clean rooms too. Like let's say the studio was a mess. There was crap everywhere. What I like to do is I look at one section and I work kind of like a clock, and I'm like beep, 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 beep. And then I hit the room kind of like a clock. I am not the person who can go one corner here, there, beer, beer. Like, I cannot go corner to corner, corner and go all over the place. I just can't do that. It overwhelms me. And that's kind of how like moving is too. I could never just like do it all in one day, because to me it's just so overwhelming. It's just like, what you're telling me, I got 12 hours to do this? No. I need multiple days so I can take my time.
Mm-hmm.
And go through myself slowly.
Here's what's stressing me out, because I know that I am also going to be planning on moving this summer, probably to a different place. And what you're telling me is, I get that for packing, right? You want to like go through each room and you want to pack it up, but you do that, and it sounds like you're moving it at the same time. You're like, okay, I have packed up the living room, and now this weekend I'm moving the living room.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
But then you're still living in the place that is now missing the living room.
Yeah, you know, I packed up the primary bedroom, so I only have four pairs of shoes right now. All my shoes have been packed. Most of my clothes have been packed. I've got like 5 days of outfits, and that's it.
No, I can't do that. I cannot do that. The most I can do is split it into 2 days. I will spend like a week or two leading up to knowing that it's moving day to like pack everything up, and then I just want to power through it. I don't care if I'm in pain, if I'm sweating, if I'm crying.
No,
we are moving it in like as little amount of time as possible, because I don't want to be living out of two places.
Oh my God, that sounds absolutely awful. Like I'm like, imagine my back pain, imagine my knee pain. See, this is like, this causes the least amount of pain to your body.
That's why you got to con people into helping you.
That's true. I'm like, how much beer do I need to buy?
I'm like my brother-in-law. Just know, I'm coming for you.
I will be buying you beer to help me move, and some pizza.
It's only fair.
Starting to think it's a good thing that you and I are not a married couple.
Well, there's a lot of reasons for that.
But I'm like, imagine if you and I were married and we were moving. I think I would stress you the heck out.
No. You like live in two places at once, basically, because you move that slowly.
Yeah, I started this weekend, but I have the whole month of April to move.
And you're going to take the entire month.
I'm going to take the whole freaking month. You got that right.
I hate it. I would rather be sore and angry and just do it in 2 days so that I could be in my new place. I get so excited about that.
I think I'm going to irritate you even more when I tell you what I have chosen to move and what I have chosen not to move yet.
No. Okay.
Okay. So like, I have moved all of my shoes.
Uh-huh.
So I am down to four pairs of shoes.
That I get. You can be realistic.
And I am down to like five outfits. That's it. Majority of my underwear is over there. Majority of my, what?
Sounds like a lot of laundry, hopefully.
Majority of my socks are over there. And I left my prom dresses from like Z1 and 2.9 adult proms. Those are still at my place right now. They have not moved over.
Are you putting on fashion shows? What's the purpose? Okay, that's whatever, I guess.
And here's the thing I think you're going to get weirded out about. The last thing I am plan on packing up on the very last trip is the Christmas tree.
It's concerning that you still have it up.
I know.
But the fact that you don't want to just take it down and move it right away and just put it right down in storage because it's April, in case anybody's forgotten. Put the Christmas tree away, please.
That's the last thing I plan on backing, and I'm being dead serious.
At this point, just leave it up until this year.
You Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Okay, I'm going to bring up two things that I know you hate. Dating apps and weddings. Planning weddings.
Oh, I was going to say, I like going to weddings. Don't get me wrong. It's planning a wedding.
Okay, stay with me because
oh, God, this is going
to
be hard.
I feel like by the end of this, I may convince you to get back on Bumble.
I don't know about that, but let's see.
Listen with an open mind, okay? Because
oh, God, I hate hearing that.
Bumble has a new promotion going on where they are giving away 50 free weddings in Las Vegas for people who have met on Bumble.
Oh.
Fun, right? Okay, so they're celebrating 10 years of the app, which I didn't realize it's been around that long. So to celebrate the 10 years of successful matches on Bumble, they are having people submit their stories of how they met on Bumble. They're going to choose 50 couples to fly out and have them at the Little White Wedding Chapel, which is like super iconic for people mm-hmm. that go to Vegas, but they're going to turn it yellow because that's the color of Bumble.
Oh, I was going to say, why yellow? Got it.
Mm-hmm. So there's going to be lots of Bumble freebies, but there's a lot that comes with this prize. And this is where the wedding planning comes in because I know that you hate the idea of it. You don't really have to do anything for this. Great. They are flying the couple out and their two witnesses to Vegas.
So let me guess, you want to be a witness.
Well, yeah.
I knew it.
The entire group's stay at a hotel covered. You get a $1,000 Visa gift card to get your outfits for the wedding.
Cool.
Along with hair and makeup provided for the bride. Don't worry about that.
Nice.
They provide the officiant, the wedding coordination, a 6-rose bouquet and a matching boutonniere, a 10-minute photo shoot with a professional photographer, and all of the decor provided by Bumble.
Wow.
So do I have you convinced?
Only one problem. I have always been down for like a Vegas wedding.
I knew that.
I have always been down for it because it's a quickie and I like something that's...
This sounds quick.
I want it to be, I do, you do, we do, let's go. You know, mm-hmm. I really want it to be like that. The problem is they got rid of Elvis doing the officiant thing, and they got rid of that in Vegas like what, a year or two ago.
Yeah,
and I desperately want Vegas or Elvis to do it.
But this is Bumble. What if they had a bee do it?
You know what? I don't hate that. If he talks like a bee, buzz 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 buzz.
Okay,
and then I'm down. Okay, okay. You have me if he speaks like a bee.
Download the app.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Nicknames are fun in relationships, but there are some that if you are given them, watch out.
Good or bad, watch out.
Good.
Oh.
Good, okay. Watch out. Good watch out meaning you guys are locked in, all right?
Just based off a nickname?
Yes. Okay, because I came across this video on TikTok. It's a group of boys who said that if your man calls you one of these names, you guys are locked in. And they kind of describe the name and then they kind of tell you why that name means a lot.
I feel like I might be annoyed by the end of this if I don't get called any of these.
Oh, okay, good. I was like, oh, here we go.
I'm not a big pet name person, so we'll see how I feel about this.
Okay, Princess.
Ew.
I knew you were going to hate that one.
Ew.
Come on.
I don't like it.
I like it. It makes me feel like Cinderella, even though I'm not.
No.
Okay. Princess, and the reason why they say that one means you guys are locked in, it means your spot is secured, nobody's replacing you, and that man talks about you 24/7.
Because he calls you princess?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm fine with not being called that, to be honest with you. Talk about sports. Talk about the other things you
Jesus
love.
Jesus. Moving on, my love.
Okay.
You don't hate that one as much as Princess, do you?
Like, there's most definitely a limit.
Okay.
Like, if it's like, well, you hand me the ketchup, and it's like, of course, my love, I'm going to be like, shut up, dude. I just want the ketchup. We don't need to make it all this.
They say you Def got a good special place in his heart. Sweet.
I don't know. Maybe you caught me on a bad day. I'm not sure.
She just wanted ketchup, for Christ's sake.
That's all what right. I'm saying.
The last one, they say if your man calls you this, that means you are definitely locked in.
I'm going to hate it.
I know you
just
are.
Just know it.
Boo.
Ew.
Oh, dear Lord. Do you hate everything?
Boo. I don't feel like that's a thing anymore. That does not feel current with the day today.
They say everything he does is definitely for you, and he wants to be around you 24/7. That's what the group of guys said.
Because he calls you boo?
Yeah.
I think that's a sign he's going to ghost you.
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
You may want to keep your hand on the AC controller in your car or turn a fan on because this one might get a little bit hot.
It's getting hot in here.
Not yet, but it might. Just be warned. This one's a little different.
Tell me that wasn't your first thought, though.
It was. It That's definitely was. Okay, so this dating horror story comes from Kayla, and she said, I had been out on a few casual dates with a guy and it was going really well. So I was excited that he asked me to go on a fancier date at a nice Italian restaurant. I was so excited to dress up and take our relationship to the next level, hopefully. So obviously, I took the day and spent tons of time with an everything shower, the full glam. I gave myself a blowout and I wore a new dress because I really wanted to look good for him. Dinner comes around and it was going perfectly. It was candlelit with wine. The food was really good and our conversations were starting to get a little bit deeper. So in an attempt to get a little bit flirty, I started twirling my hair and I leaned in over the table to get closer to him. But I realized a chunk of my hair touched the candle flame and it was completely on fire. Panicking, I grabbed my water cup and I doused my head with my water that I was drinking out of. I was so embarrassed and he clearly was uncomfortable and he did not know what to do in that moment. The chunk of hair was completely burnt off. And it reeked like roasted pig. He told me that he couldn't really handle the smell because it was making him nauseous and he needed to go home. And after that, I never saw him again. And it took me over a year to grow that chunk of hair back out.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine.
Have you ever smelt burnt hair?
Dude, it's nasty.
It smells disgusting.
That is enough to ruin an entire dinner.
The whole time I thought I looked cute twirling my hair. That is a warning right there. I'm never going to do that again.
It is a warning. Not at a candlelit dinner. Never again.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm as happy as anybody else about sunshine and warmer temperatures. However, I've got a serious matter at hand. I'm on the look for somebody.
Who?
The bird that soiled my vehicle yesterday.
I know. I was in your car earlier today and I was like, ugh.
Dude.
Does she know that's on her windshield?
Oh, I know. I know. I just washed my car on Sunday, which, great. I felt really like adult and like I was having a productive Sunday. And then I leave work last night. Giant doo-doo on the windshield.
Which, when she says giant, dude, she means giant. It's pretty much your whole windshield, dude. It's massive.
And what's crazy is it's like the point of the windshield that it doesn't reach.
That the wipers don't reach.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't know where that bird is.
But she will find you.
And I will tell you not to do that again. Respectfully. I wasn't even parked under a tree. That's what's crazy.
A bird's out to get you.
I'm going to stare out this window for the next couple hours.
To find you. She will find you.
And you will not do that again to me. Not today.
when you're out with your group of friends and you're talking about your relationship and something comes up, there's usually that one moment with your group of friends where they're like, oh my God, I could never do that. I don't trust my significant other. Are you kidding me? I could never do that with them.
Dude, the amount of times.
You've heard that?
Yes, especially this is like girls' bathroom talk, okay? Uh-huh, where you're like, wait, do you do that? Wait, you're okay with that?
How could you be okay with that?
And you're like, yeah, vice versa. You're like, you guys, why do you care so much?
We want to know what's something you're comfortable with your partner doing that most people aren't. I bring this up because I know a lot of like people aren't cool with their significant other playing video games, especially like really late at night. You're like, come on. Pay attention to me. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Play video games all you want. I think it is really good for you, especially if you play with friends that add some social skills that you really desperately need. So I like it. I don't care about playing video games at all. Sometimes I think we could do it a little bit more. But Neighbor Man played video games last night. I did not mind one bit. Heck, I even sat down and watched for like 40 minutes. And he was playing with a girl. I was not even insecure one bit.
Now, does he do the thing where I'm not a gamer and that's going to really show here that's in the fine. Next couple sentences. Does he wear like a headset yep. and like,
I couldn't listen to the whole, any of the conversation.
And you're cool with like him being on a team with a girl or
yeah,
whatever?
Yeah, he was playing only with a girl. Okay. And I didn't care.
Wow.
Because I know it at the end.
Were you like listening extra close? Because you're like, I just want to make sure that nothing he's saying is crossing the line.
No, because I know he's not going to cross the line.
Okay. No, I'm just asking.
You know what I mean? But there are other people that are like, what is he saying? What did he? He said something. Was that about me?
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's other people like that, but I don't care. Like, you know.
There are
know
girls with supersonic hearing. They hear. Is that a girl that he's playing the game with? Maybe I will.
The way he laughed, I didn't like that. That right. was a flirtatious laugh. No, I didn't care because I know that this is just a video game and that's all that it is. So I didn't care one bit.
Interesting.
I don't care. Keep playing with girls all you want. Go ahead.
I think you should be careful how you say that again.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it. If you let your significant other go to an adult club.
Oh.
I want to hear from you. I really do. Because that is something I think you're comfortable with your partner doing that most people aren't.
A lot of people aren't. Cool
so I want to hear from you. Something that you're like, you know what? That is something a lot of people are not cool with. But I'm comfortable with.
Yeah, I don't really care. I don't think twice about it.
Mm-hmm. What's your thing?
I it sounds crazy to say, and I feel like a crazy person saying it out loud. But before my boyfriend and I were officially dating, we were, you know, talking phase, whatever. He lived with two girls. She's staring at me like I'm crazy. Okay, so he had.
And did those two girls have boyfriends?
Significant
others?
No, I don't think so.
And you were cool with it?
Well, yeah, I didn't really care because he had lived with a guy and literally not long after I met him, he was moving and got a house with that same guy and then two friends that were girls and it did not bother me at all. I didn't even meet them for a really long time after that. But in my mind, I was like, okay, he tried so hard to get my attention. He'd be stupid to hook up with one of them. Like
that's true. You're right.
I just blindly trusted him, and I for good reason, because nothing ever happened.
But that would just worry me, because at night, he's alone with them, not with you.
Well, they didn't share a room.
I know, but still, there's temptations. That just weirds me out. That one would, you're brave there.
It did not bother me. Now, if it was a different relationship, would I feel the same? Maybe not. But for some reason,
you just really, really trusted him.
Yeah, and my friends thought I was crazy when they first heard that.
I know some people that are so uncomfortable with their significant other following the opposite sex on social media.
I have seen some fights that break out because of that.
I'm like, go ahead. I don't care who you follow because I'm going to follow Matthew McConaughey, Channing Tatum. The list goes on. Post Malone.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, same. I don't care about that one.
And I'm going to like those photos. Don't you worry.
Oh, every time. Yeah. I'm liking every single one of Justin Bieber's posts. like clockwork.
We want to know what's something you're comfortable with your partner doing that most people are not comfortable doing.
Eva let us know on our Facebook page that she loves when her boyfriend gets hit on because she said she loves how happy guys look on the rare occasions when he's the one getting hit on, because you always hear about girls getting hit on in front of their guy. And she said in a past relationship, her boyfriend would be so excited that he would run up to her after with a huge grin and be like, oh my God, did you see it? Did you see it happen?
Aww.
So getting, she likes when her man is hit on in front of her, whereas I think a lot of girls would be like, I don't like that. That makes me feel insecure.
I have never had that happen to me, but I think I would like that.
I don't know if I have either.
Because then I would be like, you know what? Not only do I find you handsome, but somebody out there finds you handsome too, but I scored you.
I feel like it's a good way to know, like, I'm not crazy. I don't have horrible, horrible taste.
Oh,
oh, is that not what you meant?
No.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Let's talk about home ownership. Woo! No? Anybody?
Were you talking to me? Because I hope you were.
Well, yeah, I am. As a Gen Z, you a millennial, it's a tough topic right now. I don't know any of my friends that own homes. We're both renters. But, you know, it would be nice at some point to own a piece of property, I'm sure. And dream big, baby.
Girl, I got to win the lotto first, but go on, sis.
You could say that, or you could partake in this new trend that Gen Z is hopping on for home buying, and that is what they're calling houses before spouses.
So I'm never once going to get a house, and I'm never once going to get married is what I'm getting out of this.
No, well, that could be true. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you that it's not, because who knows at this point. I don't know, man. This is a roller coaster, man. I'm like losing it. No, the thought behind this actually comes from two women, Stephanie and Christina, who are in their mid-30s. They have started an entire real estate agency that specializes in helping millennials and Gen Z, that's me and you, buy homes, not with their spouses, but with their friends.
That is the last person I want to buy a house with.
Here's the thing, okay? They said that their mission is to remove barriers and make it feel possible for younger people to own homes before they're partnered and to look at it more as an investment. I mean, how many times have you heard from people older, like, it's super important to own property and you're wasting your money on renting. So the pros to this are that you can get approved for loans faster. You can work together on down payment. You can use the property as an investment, blah, blah, blah. But they basically,
I got so many issues. Go on.
It's a cheaper way. Obviously it's the same way as renting. You're going in with it as a friend, but they do suggest that you have a legal agreement beforehand because you never know what's going to happen. Living together. Now pop off. I'd love to hear.
Thank you for letting me pop
off. Because I don't really know how I feel about this either.
Well, I'm glad that you did say that there needs to be a legal document of agreement, because that was my first thing, because you and I both have had roomies before. How many times have you had a roomie who hadn't paid you for rent and it's been like 3 weeks and you're like, where's my money?
Yes.
Or they haven't paid a utility and you're like, am I ever going to get paid? So that makes me a little nervous because house payments are kind of a big deal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that made me a little nervous. Number two, the reason why I choose to rent, okay? Because I know that my money that I pay for rent for a duplex is the same amount for a house payment. And I get that. And I know it's stupid. Everybody's going to tell me I should be spending it in a house. Somebody else has to take care of the crap. And I like that. Somebody else has to mow my lawn. Somebody else has to clean up the stupid snow. Somebody else has to fix the stupid like broken refrigerator. I like that, because guess what? Me and my girlfriends, we ain't going to know how to fix a refrigerator.
100% no. I'm not going to know who to call. And then also, that's a weird thing of like, well, you broke it. Do you have to pay for it?
That's
or,
one thing.
Well, it's your toilet. You got to pay for it.
Like, imagine if you and I,
no,
Dumb and Dumber, bought a house together.
Immediately, no.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Yesterday was a big day for our show because I issued a code red.
Every day there's some sort of crisis.
when I'm involved, pretty much there is. I issued a code red because neighbor man was having a bad day. And, you know, when someone's having a bad day, you want to try to help them have a better day in any sort of way you can.
Yeah.
Whether that's like with chocolate, flowers or something. Honestly, when it comes with to a like a guy, I don't really know what you can do to make their day better. But we asked you, like, what can you get a guy to help them make their day be better, make them feel better?
Yeah.
And we got a lot of advice, lots of advice from our listeners. But there was one advice that we got from Street Teamer Andrew, who helps out with the show a lot. He said that what he would want on a bad day is for him to be able to play his video games and for his significant other to be in the room with him. Just be quiet.
Just hang out for it. Hang you don't have to participate.
No. Stay quiet, but be in the room with me. Mm-hmm. I think it's like a comforting thing. That's what I did yesterday. Dude, I won.
It worked.
It worked for neighbor man. Had a better day.
Wow. I told you, I feel like it was something that I subconsciously had done before. I just never, I guess for me, I don't know if that's what I would pick if I was having a bad day, you know?
Oh yeah, personally, I don't know if I would pick that for a bad day. I mean, personally, I wouldn't pick playing video games
oh,
for
no,
a bad
me
day.
Either. No way.
If I'm having a bad day, which kind of honestly, like I've been having kind of an off day today.
An annoying day.
An annoying day is spot on. I'm thinking, God, if I could just come home to like dinner already made. Because that's just going to tick me off already. If I have to cook my own meal, oh, dear Lord, that's going to tick me off. But I want something comforting,
okay,
and something fat a little bit. I don't want something healthy. Don't make me a salad.
I don't know the way you said that. I want something fat.
I want something fat and juicy. I don't know, like a steak, you know? I don't know. Mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes will always get me, and French fries. I don't make me a salad because that's just going to tick me off more and ruin my day even more. I'm just going to cry into a salad. I'm most likely going to cry when I come home.
Okay.
And I want to cry into the mashed potatoes. I'd also, you know, a nice hot shower. If you could get that ready for me, that'd be really nice.
What do you mean get that ready for you?
Turn it on for me.
Oh.
Because I don't want to get into it. It's cold.
God forbid you have to turn the shower on. It might put you over the edge.
It's really going to make the day horrible. Oh, I'm just dying to hear what you like to have on a bad day that just makes you feel better since you just pooed all over my warm shower.
No, it was just the way you said. You made it sound like if you had to turn your own shower on, it would just end the day completely.
It might.
I guess some specific type of bad day.
I'm an emotional person on a bad day, okay? And if I have to turn the shower on,
you're an emotional person, not on a bad day. So I don't want to see you on a bad day. Seriously. No, I feel like if I have a bad day or I'm in a bad mood, the first thing I want is you to let me vent about it. Okay.
Oh.
Let me tell you why I'm mad. Let me go crazy, dropping all the swear words and all the things.
Yeah. And don't be on your phone, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to give me your undivided attention.
Give me your attention, but then don't egg me on. I don't want you to, like, prolong the conversation and then bring it up all night long, because then I'm never going to cool down.
Got it.
I want you to listen and then let me know I'm not being too much.
Mm-hmm.
And then be like, okay, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about happy things or TV, or I'll tell you how my day is so that I don't think about it all night or I will go crazy. Number two, I need you to have a sweet treat ready. I got a sweet tooth.
Yes!
I would love to come home to a piece of cake, a cookie, or if you don't have anything on hand, offer to take me to get a milkshake.
Or to the grocery store to get candy.
I don't want to go inside. If you go inside.
Yes. Sit. Let me sit in the car while you go inside.
If you
yes.
take care of it. Or drive-through milkshake, always a good option.
Yes.
Lastly, I would like to end the night by not doing cat litter. even if it's my turn.
Okay, that's random.
I don't, something about, even, especially if it was supposed to be my night to scoop the litter. If you're like, listen, go crawl into bed. I got the litter. Suddenly all my problems are gone.
Okay, and then you poo-pooed all over my shower, but this is weirder.
I don't think so. Anytime I don't have to do the litter is a good day.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about those things that you're comfortable with your partner doing that most people aren't. I mean, I told you that I'm cool with neighbor man playing video games with a female, mm-hmm. like another female video gamer person, alone. Just the two of them.
Which, I mean, it's all through a headset, right? Mm-hmm. But there's some people that would be like, nope, not into it. Who knows where that could lead to?
And you had mentioned that you were cool when you first met your boyfriend.
Yeah, he lived with two girls and another guy, which I think my friends were like, are you nuts? Are you crazy? And I was like, eh.
I trust him.
I trust him, and it worked out for me. So, but I know a ton of other people would be like, no way. I don't care what the reason is for that. Jen, what are you cool with your significant other doing?
He gets free t-shirts or funny socks from coworkers, female coworkers.
Are they ever like a little inappropriate and you're totally okay with that?
Like, oh, the clothes aren't. They're not like inappropriate.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
We're not talking undies.
No, just like shirts and like he wears stupid socks, like with pizzas on it. He's a 50-year-old weirdo.
I'm sorry. I just don't know how you're doing okay right now, Destiny.
Why?
I wonder if this is something that you haven't seen yet, because I feel like you would have been blabbing about this already, that there is a Legally Blonde spinoff series in the works at Amazon.
What?
A Legally Blonde
what?
Spinoff series
what?
Is possibly in the works, which is your favorite movie, which I thought like you would be going crazy over.
Oh my God. This is my life.
Oh, now here's the thing. There's no like really information about this yet.
Yeah, is Reese Witherspoon starring it? That's my first question. You can't answer that.
I can't answer that, but the answer is probably not.
Well, then I don't care.
Really? Okay, what if she makes a cameo though? Because that's what people think at this point. Like she's probably not going to star, but she may make an appearance.
I'm fine with that, but I remember many, many years ago, they came out with a movie with these two twins, and it was called Legally Blondes.
Yes.
Or something, and it was really bad. It was really, really bad, okay? So my fear is that they're going to cast somebody stupid for the Legally Blonde TV show. You know who I think would be great?
Who?
Margot Robbie.
Well, yeah. I don't know if it's going to be a TV version, though, or if it's a spinoff, because when I hear a spinoff, I think it's going to be about a different character. My hope is that it's Jennifer Coolidge gets her own version.
Do the voice!
I can't.
Why?
I can't under pressure. But if she can't make it.
I can cool it down and not give you too much pressure.
I forget what she says.
You look like the 4th of July.
You look like the 4th of July. Yeah! Amazon, call me if she's not available, please.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.